Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout out, as always, goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe in the coronavirus effort. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working out there on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the guys and gals behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, and everybody hauling the bulk mail, starting with Felix and the boys. And we hope you guys are all doing great tonight. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we also have our website that you can go over to, because you can hear the radio show over there, amongst other things. We can't get anywhere else. You can get it playing right now in the loop. There's a very distinctive live link right there. It says click here to hear the show. But it's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and find out all the great stuff that's going on right now. In the meantime, coming up right now from California IA, it's the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
Hello, Captain, and good morning to everyone.
Everybody's in town for the baseball games.
That's right.
Yep. The Rays start out against the Baltimore Orioles, and everybody breaks camp, and they start heading north or wherever they're going. Okay, guys. There they go. Everybody breaks camp, and they're going wherever they're going now to play their games, and away they go. But it's going to be great. It's just going to be a great baseball season. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will remind you about that. Now, Kyle, I got to take a look real quick here because we have some very dangerous weather over in Texas in the Metroplex that is wreaking some havoc. We've got tornado watches, tornado warnings right now to the south and east of Dallas and Fort Worth, moving along I-20 and headed towards Louisiana. There's a big line of thunderstorms there right now. So you guys and gals coming out of Dallas going east, especially on I-20. By the way, the storms are also up on I-30, but they're not as significant as they are down below of Dallas. So you guys and gals that are traveling that way, please be careful, because we don't want to be talking about you when your truck gets blown over in a tornado, right?
Exactly right, yes.
And there are some storms there that they've got rotation, and there's flooding, and there's everything that goes along with it. Well, my friend, it looks like as if the body trail, we have a little bit more information, and we can tell the listeners that, and by the way, This heinous act that we saw, some of these bodies have been there for weeks. You knew that, right?
Yes, yeah, we see some of these, the footage that's coming. It's
yeah, they were spotted by satellite, and they just added to the bodies, if you will. That's number one. Number two, it looks like as if the Wagners, those are the troops, the professional mercenaries out of Chechnya.
Right.
It looks like as if the Wagners were in the area. And because of the fact that there were some of the victims that were beheaded, it looks like as if this was them that did this.
Yes, exactly.
Because they are Islamic.
Well, and it's their form, basically, of execution, yes.
So that's what we now know. So therefore, anybody that was trying to say, well, and we had a couple of people that were inferring that, well, maybe the Ukrainians were trying to make this look like it was worse than what it was. Oh, no. Uh-uh. No, no, no. Sorry. Sorry. This is the Russians, and it's not the Russian regulars. It's the Russian irregulars, or the mercenaries, as they call them.
Right, and as you mentioned the word heinous, that's exactly what it is. And,
understatement of the year, my friend.
Yes, and basically, you know, all of these things that are happening, the satellite imagery, the finding of the mass graves, the obvious indications of torture, executions, none of this is going to be forgotten. And on the other side of this thing, the world is going to have to demand answers for this. And it's going to take a long time, but I hope that one day we get to that point and we get that retribution and the accountability.
Well, you got to remember that in Syria, when they were doing that sort of stuff to the Syrian Defense Forces that were up there fighting Al-Qaeda, the Russians got in the act and they were going to take on our people and our little base camp that we had up there. We called in an airstrike and killed about 300 of them, wiped them right out.
That's right. That's right. And we'll see the next steps here. I mean, to see these kinds of things reported, Captain, is number one, heartbreaking. But number two, it's infuriating. And I think you're going to start to see a lot more pressure to really support the Ukrainian forces with lots of material and lots of, the beans and the bullets, basically, in order to continue their fight against Russia.
Absolutely. Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more. Today is Tuesday. And what does that mean?
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright joins the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right, and don't miss it. It's right there, Jeff, even though you choked on the last words. You're going to want to listen to what we have to say in hour number 4, because we're going to address this this war crime stuff pretty hot and heavy, because we have been able to verify some things, and it's not as it appears, folks, in some cases. And for those that are out there going, well, the Ukrainians are doing it too. Oh, no. Not like what the Russians have been doing it. And this particular unit that we caught red-handed doing this now, the Wagner Group. They're the ones that were in that town of Gucha. And that's where they were at, because the people that were hiding identified them. I mean, they told the people who they were, what they looked like, and what they were wearing. And it's very obvious. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. Go over to MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things he's got on the homepage, and then just hold it right there, stop, and look for the Radio Listener Specials door, the little window. You click on that, open it up, and in there, you'll find about 150 items. And those 150 items are all going to be marked down ridiculously low. As a matter of fact, you're going to think that somebody went nuts with some of the prices that are there on some of the deals that are there. Now, you can find some serious discounts over there. And all you got to do to get the prices is enter the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can call them on the phone, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, the website, and then the page right there, Radio Listener Specials. And you'll get some fantastic deals that are there. Take advantage of it. They got something for everybody there. That I will guarantee you. Something for everybody. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's pick it up, and we will talk about, let's see here. I'm going to finish. Oh, the American Red Cross convoy that was going into Mariupol. First of all, anything that's identified as a Red Cross is hands off. They're neutral. They bring supplies in and out. No one's supposed to shoot at them. No one's supposed to steal anything. No one's supposed to derail them or anything like that. But in this particular case, not only did they stop the convoy and divert it to some other place, but they've got the people that were in the convoy now as hostages. And this is absolutely, positively dead wrong. I hope the Red Cross can get to these people pretty quick, because if they can't, I suspect once again that we may be dealing with the Wagner Group.
Well, that's right. And just a few days ago, Captain, we had a report from Reuters that the convoy of buses basically had set out for Mariupol. And there were about 45 buses, according to the report. And that Russia, this according to the Red Cross, Russia had agreed to open a safe corridor. So obviously that didn't happen. And obviously something else terrible has happened in this. And so, yes, right. So we don't know exactly, what the situation was and how this occurred, but we will. And, this is again, something that is, goes into that category of war crime.
You can't yes, it does.
After, yeah, you can't go after, an aid convoy like this or, people rendering such aid. They're not combatants.
Nope.
They're not on a side in the strict sense. They're there to help people. But, Captain, what we've seen, you know, I guess it begs the question, are all bets off now in terms of what Russia is willing to do in Ukraine?
Maybe so, but if so, it doesn't matter. There's still international law that's involved here, and they are violating a war crime, and like it or not, they're going to pay for this. These people are going to pay for this because they're going to find out who this is, who's doing this.
Exactly right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's why as the Ukrainian people push through to victory, which does seem to be within the realm of possibility. 5 weeks ago, we wouldn't have thought that on day one, but here we are and we've seen extraordinary things happen. So, yes, I think they will get to a point where the world can make these accountable for this, absolutely.
Now, there are 11 small-town Ukrainian mayors that are missing right now. Do you know that?
Yes, yes.
And unfortunately, yesterday, they found the mayor of one of them, his wife, and their two kids all murdered side by side, laying in the road.
Yes, yeah, we do have a very sad story. One of the mayors of a Ukrainian village that's just north of Kyiv, we understand.
Was it Irpol?
Yeah. No, it was the name of the village.
Yeah.
I don't believe that that's what it was called.
Okay.
But there was a mayor named Olga Suchink, and she was the mayor there. Her and her family were killed and tortured, according to the reports. And it's just these kinds of stories are becoming all too common, but it shows, again, exactly what the Russian army evidently is willing to do.
Yeah. And one of the reasons they're doing that is because they're trying to gain the location of the president, and they think that these people may or may not know where he's at, so that's what they're doing. And I don't understand that. I don't get that. I wouldn't be doing that if it were me. I can't even fathom anybody that does, but that's what they're doing.
Well, right. And you know, Captain, we pray for the safety of all the Ukrainian people. And especially for the president there, because I feel that if Russia were successful in taking him out and killing him, literally killing him,
they'd hang him from a tree somewhere.
Right.
Upside down, I might add, like Mussolini.
Yeah, it would put this into such a new realm. You know, if there are so many off ramps before the invasion ever happened, that were never taken. It just seems to me that the Russians continue to ignore any possibility of actually turning this off. So it, in other words, it keeps getting worse. We don't know what the outcome will be or what Putin would, quote, be satisfied with. But it seems to me, Captain, that they're not looking to have any kind of peace anytime soon. They are the aggressors. There's make no mistake about that.
Yeah.
There is nothing the Ukraine could have done to justify
nope.
the invasion of the Russian army.
Nope. And by the way, there's an old statement out there that's been made. The Democrats never saw a tax that they didn't like.
You heard that before?
Well, that's right. Yeah. Well,
the Biden tax plan is now going to set a record that most Americans won't be happy about. He's got a brand new tax plan that he's about to introduce. You are aware of that, right?
That's right. Well, what it will do, it'll create the highest personal income tax anywhere in the developed world.
Yeah.
So here we go. And also, when they talk about, you know, they talk about the billionaire tax or stuff, and now they want to do unrealized gains.
Right. Tax on money you haven't made yet.
That's right. Or stuff you might have. Like, you know, you have this amazing coin collection. Well, we're going to value that now, and we're going to tax you on that, or that kind of mentality. This is going way, way out of control. This is not where the American people want to go in terms of taxation. You know, they have particular opinions about it. They don't want no tax in that sense. Everybody understands you have to have some kind of revenue for the government to fix the roads and stuff like that. But they think it's going way, way far, far out of what it ever should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to come back to bite them in November, Captain.
Of course it is. Now, a judge has blocked the Air Force discipline over religious objectives of vaccinations case. The officers, mostly from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio, along with a handful of airmen and reservists, filed a lawsuit back in February after their exemption requests were denied. U.S. District Court Judge Matthew McFarland in Cincinnati granted a preliminary injunction that stops the Air Force from acting against the officers, airmen, and reservists until their lawsuit is resolved. So they're not going anywhere. They were about to be kicked out of the Air Force.
Right. It's summarily, basically. And so what this does, it affirms the idea of getting your day in court. You know, one might be able to also argue that, generally speaking, the emergency has passed in terms of where COVID is going and what we might anticipate it, you know, notwithstanding what certain NIH spokespeople, shall we say. I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the duck in the – well, we love to see the duck in the chat room, but you know what I mean? But notwithstanding what some fearmongers might want to do, I think most people would agree the emergency has passed, and let's litigate this and finally get to a solution.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take our regularly scheduled break right now. I'd hear the music coming up. I've just put Kyle over on hold. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Tuesday morning, it's 70 degrees outside. Clear skies. It's going up into the middle 80s today. Again, right here. Be right back.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The images coming from the outskirts of Kyiv are gruesome. Bodies strewn across streets and buried in mass shallow graves. President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The U.S. will seek to remove Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield called the Kremlin's participation a farce. Meanwhile, an oligarch that's been sanctioned for several years is without a boat.
The United States and Spain on Monday seized a $90 million yacht in Mallorca, owned by Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it marks the first seizure by the Justice Department's newly created Russian Sanctions Enforcement Task Force. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN. You betcha. Very happy to be there, and also heard on some USA radio network stations and also on selected Salem Media Group stations. Hello, Atlanta. And hello, Denver. Hello, Sarasota. Hello, Tampa. And I'll get to the rest of them here in a little bit, because right now I got to do something different. All right, well, Relief Factor is something that I take religiously, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, the reason I take it is because of the problem that I had again yesterday and over the weekend. Both of my ankles, not one, both of my ankles over the weekend, decided to swell up. Not my feet, my ankles. And it was very painful. And normally I take my one Relief Factor when I get started. Well, I did that, and I had to take a second one about midday. And I did that. And then along towards about 5 o'clock or so, I had to take a third one, and I did that. But every time I took the Relief Factor, the pain went away and the swelling went down. And after the third pack that I took, it was under control, totally. And I told somebody over the weekend that bought the sample bag that I had, I told them that you can't take too much of it. So they started out with one, then they said they took a second, then they took a third around midnight that night, and then they said they were okay. Because you got to get the product in your system. It's got to stay there for it to work. Now, the reason it works the way it does is because of the ingredients. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate pain and go right straight to the source of where it's at. And that's a pretty good deal. Now, it's 100% drug-free, and boy, do I like that.
It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, that supplies the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have. It's good for you. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in so you can go on with your life for the rest of the day or whatever. Now, it only costs, to get it started, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. And that's what that is. That bag that you'll get is a three-week supply, the three-week quick start. And it's $19.95. Now, what you'll do to get that is you'll go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. You go over there, you order that, you get it. Within 2 or 3 days, you can even get it a little quicker if you want to get it overnighted. That's all up to you. But it'll come to you, $19.95, and give it a try. Give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out and make sure that you start feeling better, too. All right, well, Kyle, let's see here. The Swedish media is reporting that 4 Russian military aircraft armed with nuclear weapons flew into Swedish airspace last month, meaning March. Now, according to those reports, 2 Russian tactical bombers and 2 escort planes briefly crossed into Swedish airspace over the island of Gotland in the Baltic Sea. Now, the intruders were quickly chased back into international waters by Swedish fighters. Now, this happens a lot, but I haven't heard about it happening in that neck of the woods in a while. How about you?
Well, that's right. I think back on March 2nd, we do have a report of 4 Russian fighter jets that also briefly entered Swedish territory over the Baltic Sea, and they were quickly chased back, basically. And the Swedish defense minister said they were going to have a firm diplomatic response because Swedish sovereignty and territory must always be respected. Of course, that's a very obvious, goes without saying. But, Captain, they're always, the Russians obviously have been probing here, and certainly when you also raise the specter of aircraft carrying nuclear weapons, that's also a very, very big deal. Now, of course, I'm sure American military planes from time to time carry live nukes for testing purposes and so forth. But in the context of what's happening with Ukraine and the war on Ukraine by Russia, raising this specter is just ill-advised completely at this point.
Well, I can assure you they're not flying over somebody's territory.
Right. Well, precisely. And when you go and you violate the airspace like that,
yeah,
it's incredibly provocative, yes.
And flying with nuclear weapons is something that we did routinely during the Cold War. We did it all the time. We had a flight up somewhere around the world because that's what we did. We were always prepared and had an aircraft with a nuclear bomb on somewhere circling the globe. Now, they were always off the coast of Alaska and even not too far from California.
Right.
And as well as nuclear submarines right here off our east coast of the United States. And by the way, Russia was there as well because they would shadow us.
Well, sure. Well, part of that plan was you'd always be holding until you got what they would call the emergency action message, basically.
Right.
And they could be told at any time to turn in to the Soviet Union back in those days and start going after their targets. The same with the submarines. You know, they listen for that, and if they get the orders, then they would have launched based on what the climate was at that time or whatever the events were. But right, and that's the only way to maintain deterrence, especially at that time. Now, will the world go back into something more similar to that? We don't know, based on how this war goes. And then what's the posture of Russia following this war?
Uh-huh.
All this is very much in flux.
Yeah. Now, your state of California has got a task force that was instated, and it's recommending reparations for Black Americans. Now, it's proposing a monetary compensation for some blacks, but not all. And after a testy debate over who is most deserving, but conservative black advocates, of course, said that it's really being hurt because there are innocent taxpayers who are going to pay for all of this. Now, in a narrow 5-4 vote last week, the first of the nation's task force was installed to come out and devise a plan to base reparations on lineage and genealogy rather than simply being based on being black in a racist society.
Well, you know, Captain, I mean, I think people understand the concept of it in the sense that you have, slavery was a terrible scourge. It was terrible. It should never have happened. We know that its abolition was the right thing to do. But now you've got people coming along trying to determine, somehow who's going to be more deserving of this than someone than another. And it seems to me, Captain, that, you know, they'll put some czar into a control of this, and they'll start making these kinds of decisions based on what exactly. And I think it has such a potential to actually divide people more than it would ever conceptually try to bring the society together. I think it's going to be actually more divisive in the end when you have to try to delineate between who's this and who's that.
Here comes your czar right here because of this deal. President Joe Biden's administration has ordered 14 additional states to stop using a COVID-19 treatment made by GlaxoSmithKline and Vir Biotechnology. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services said that it's paused shipments of the drug. I believe it's called Sotrovimab. Does that sound right?
It's Sotrovimab, I believe, yeah.
Vimab, okay. In the states, bringing the total number of states to that are no longer able to do this to 22. Now, the states that were just included were Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin in the Midwest, Arizona, California, Idaho, Oregon, Washington in the West, and Alaska and Hawaii. Previously, 8 states in the Northeast had been told to stop receiving shipments of this drug to go ahead and use it. So that's significant there. I don't know if it was actually working, but apparently they've got a problem with it, and they're saying, nope, can't do it anymore.
Right. I think there had been an emergency use authorization on that at one time, I believe.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We do have some weather to talk about. I told you about it at the beginning of the show. We've got some bad weather storms coming across I-20 tonight. Might see it down on I-10, too. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
It's been a
goodness, Kyle, the Beatles, Hard Day's Night. When did you hear that last?
Oh, well, actually, it's one of my songs on my iPod. I love it. And I came up just the other day as I was driving. And I'll tell you this, brings back a lot of great memories, of course. And John Lennon's vocal on that is just amazing. And that was done back in 1964, right? They had the film called A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah, they did, and I remember going to see it. Matter of fact, there was such a line to get into the movie theater, I thought I'd never get in.
I'll bet.
All right,
but what a great song, man.
Oh, it's great. And the Beatles, the younger people listening out there, if you don't know who the Beatles are, go do a search and find out. There will never be another group like the Beatles ever. All right. Let me just read this and then turn it over to you. We've got a multi-day severe weather threat that's continuing right now. A multi-day severe weather threat continues for the next 3 days for a large chunk of the U.S. From two separate different weather systems. For Tuesday, severe storms with a swath of damaging winds and strong tornadoes are likely across the central Gulf Coast states and in parts of the southeast. Then on Wednesday, the southeastern quadrant of the U.S. will once again see another round of severe storms, so we can't seem to get away from it. And I'm looking right now, Kyle, at the Metroplex of Dallas and over to the east along I-20, up I-30, and we've got severe thunderstorm warnings, we've got tornado watches, we've got flood watches, flood warnings. It's just a real mess right there if you're on I-20 or I-30 coming out of Dallas. Be careful. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California, my area tonight, where people are buying $6 a gallon gasoline.
Is that all?
And that's all so right for now, but they're buying the $6 a gallon gasoline, I suppose, so they can try to drive to the beach this week and get some relief from the heat that's going to be heating up. We're going to be into the almost hit the triple digits in some places in the Southland, so it's really going to be a heat wave. So be careful, of course, if you're coming in. But also, Captain, we've got wind all across a lot of the western states tonight, all through Montana, all through Wyoming, all through Idaho, and down into the eastern part of Colorado. Western part of Colorado, we have a winter weather advisory as you come out of I-70 or come out of Denver on I-70, so be aware of that. We've also got a winter weather advisory, looks like near Boise and Twin Falls, Idaho, and also a storm warning. This is going to be east of Seattle, coming down through the central part of Washington and Oregon, south of Portland, down towards a little bit south of Eugene. Now, that being said, we do have a little bit of rain and snow coming across the road, it looks like, coming east out of Portland on I-84. So you might have a mixture there coming across. Also, Salt Lake City, our friends in Salt Lake City, looks like they've got rain as well tonight. And all around I-25, the border between Wyoming and Montana, you've definitely got a mixture of snow and rain. This is going to go up, and especially on I-90 near Miles City. You have that happening there. And then you've also got that going a little bit south of there as well. I'm going to make a correction. I-94 up in Montana is where you have the rain coming across the road. And you do have, as I was talking about, you've got some snow in the middle part of basically the western part of Wyoming near Lander, Pinedale, and a little south of Cody. Looks like they've got some sleet going on there right now. But that's kind of what's happening out west tonight.
All right, well, here we go. North Dakota, if you're coming across I-90, North Dakota, you're going to have wind all the way from Montana all the way to Minnesota. If you're on South Dakota, that's I-94 up there, and I-90 down below, coming out of Rapid City, you're going to have wind all the way across over to, Minnesota. And then down below in Nebraska, it's going to be windy all the way to Iowa. Down into Iowa, it's going to be windy about halfway across the state. Looking at Oklahoma tonight, the central part of Oklahoma has got rain coming up I-35. You got rain up to Okie City, and be advised of that. Now, down into Texas, as I've said, the Dallas Metroplex right now, it's moving out of the area right now, but we've got flood warnings in the Dallas Metroplex. And then over to the east, I-30, over to Texarkana, you've got a line of severe thunderstorms that are going right through there and south of there right now. I-20, they're pretty much along I-20, coming out of Texas, going into Louisiana. We've got severe thunderstorm warnings pretty much all the way across I-20 tonight, all the way over towards Mississippi. Mississippi, we've got some rain right now along the Louisiana-Mississippi line, right there where 55 comes up. and goes right on the line there. Then we've got some windy conditions along the Gulf, and that's where we're going to have some developing thunderstorms. We may see them tonight. It all depends, but we certainly will see them tomorrow when the sun comes up. It's going to be all the way across I-10 into the panhandle of Florida, as well as perhaps southeastern Georgia, where it's currently raining, southeastern Alabama, where it's currently raining, the panhandle of Florida. Frank is getting rain tonight, and it's raining all the way to Tallahassee as we speak. Now, going straight up the line, I'm going to go back up to Minnesota. Duluth, you have got some rain and possibly some freezing rain going on up there right now, but it's certainly rain, and the temperatures are such that you could be getting a mixture of moisture up there. Wisconsin, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you got some of the same there. Northern part of Lake Michigan, you got some of the same there. Moving across and let's see, towards upstate New York, there's a little bit of wind up there. I don't see anything else to bother you. And then over off Cape Cod, we do have some weather conditions there that might make life exciting for you. It's rough over there, windy. Been very windy over there for quite a while, Kyle. And then coming on down to the Chesapeake Bay and the mouth, let's see, down to Wilmington, North Carolina, you've got windy conditions there. And it goes all the way down to, let's see here, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So be advised of that. So that's what the weather's looking like. And, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, Captain, you know, the My Rewards Plus app basically is the way that Pilot and Flying J have made the, so you can have the basically the fastest route to the rewards that you can get on all the fuel and the supplies and all of the food that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You know, pro drivers can start earning 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills. Now try that with just 2 points with the other guys. So definitely go to pilotflyingj.com. You can download the My Rewards Plus app. If you already have a rewards card, you can tie that right in. You can check your points. You can track them. You'll also get some great offers as well. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Axle Fuel Card as well. They have great rates. They can accommodate fleets. They can do all kinds of stuff with that. So you definitely want to check that out as well. And if you're new to the Pilot and Flying J, we'll just drive on in. You know, you can find them by using the locations function right there on their website, pilotflyingj.com. Drive on in. You can join up right there on site or simply go to pilotflyingj.com.
There you go. And hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, we're coming back. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren. Again, coming out of Dallas, I-20, I-30, moving east. You've got a big line of thunderstorms there, a lot of rain, a lot of flooding, and a lot of lightning, possibly a tornado in the mix. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.